Good morning. Time for our cool conversation. I'm George Plummer. With us today, we have Steve Potler. He's the CEO at Grady Memorial Hospital. Steve, good to have you on the show today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Our sponsors for the show are Stanley Systems and Community Bank of Oklahoma, so we appreciate those folks. And Steve, brand new to the community, basically. Been here about 3 or 4 months, I suppose, and getting your feet wet.
Been here almost 6 months.
6 months
and,
already.
And it's
time
great.
Sure flies.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Absolutely loving Chickasha and Grady County. It's been a great move for me and my family. So really enjoying what we've seen here so far and looking forward to everything we're seeing in the fall. Lots going on in the fall.
Really is. Talk about how did you find Chickasha and what made you to really decide to say, I think I want to go live there for a few years.
Sure.
If well, not the rest of your career, we hope, maybe.
Yeah, preferably. life would be easier that way if I could stay here. So I was working as a CEO in another small town in Missouri, and I was reached out to by a headhunter, or a recruiter. That's
right.
The nicer word.
Yeah.
And informed about the opportunity. And so as I do with all these opportunities, I've been in administration for over 30 years. I've been in healthcare for over 40, including 10 years working as a nurse before I got into administration. So I do a little bit of research. I look up, I hesitate to admit, but I look it up on Wikipedia, find out where in Oklahoma it is. So
How to pronounce the name.
So I had driven through Oklahoma many times. I had not stopped here before. But driving from Missouri, I'd been to Wichita Falls. I ride in the Hotter Than Hell 100 many times. So I was familiar with the layout of the area and knew the general flavor of the area. So looked up the town, looked up what's going on in the community, looked up the Economic Development Commission, looked up what's going on in the city and the county, trying to figure out what the county looks like, what the likely future of the community is. And all those things were very, very favorable. So when, in terms of community, it's a favorably sized community to where I had been. Many amenities that I was hoping to have in the community. A growth potential, this is before everything was announced about the airport, obviously, and the development that's going on. But I saw that there was an energy here before I got here and knew that there was a lot favorable going on here. So when I got here, met a lot of great people here, met the board, met the staff, met people in the community. When I would tell people that I'm interviewing for the job, people just received me so warmly and favorably. And it's been that way since. So since I got here, people have been very friendly, very helpful, very accommodating, pointing me out to good things to do, good things to eat, lots of good things to eat. That may be a danger for me.
No doubt.
So it's been very favorable all the way around to come here to Chickasha.
So pretty much settled in, you think, for the most part?
Settled in, yeah. So we're in a rental house here. We're figuring out hopefully what we'll be able to do long term. I'm seeing a lot of housing developments on the way, so maybe we'll find an opportunity in one of those as we go forward. But in a great neighborhood, very good to be here in that regard too.
Let's talk about the hospital in general now and how you appear things are going for the hospital, and obviously a very integral part of this county.
Local hospital is almost always one of the biggest employers in any town or any county. It brings in a lot of salary money. It brings in a lot of other activity. It helps stabilize other parts of the community, like local businesses and education in the community. So there's a lot of things that the hospital does beyond just the healthcare. But of course, the healthcare is the most important part for me. It's why I got into it and why I continue. So small hospitals are having a struggle, and they always have. Chickasha in particular has had its struggles with the closing down of surgery 10 years ago. And then seems like almost as soon as the surgery got built up, then COVID came in. Those are two of the biggest possible disruptors and are rare events in any hospital's life. And so you had two of the biggest blows possible. The community's come forward and supported the hospital so much over the past 10 years, and most importantly, trusted us with their care. People come in and trust us with their health and with their lives and with the life and health of their loved one when they come to us. And so we have to take that very seriously. So we're a relatively small hospital compared with a lot of others. We're a 49-bed hospital. We have a fairly busy emergency room. We're seeing 40 and 50 patients a day. So that's a lot of business. And then we have the medical surgical unit. We have a small ICU that is always kept pretty busy. So we have a lot of things here that a lot of other hospitals would like to have. So we have 24-hour hospitalists in the hospital. We've got 24-hour emergency room physicians in the hospital. So we're ready for a lot of emergencies that people would need when they come in. And of course, we have upstream partners. There's things we shouldn't do, like organ transplants, major burns, major traumas. There are places that do that all the time, and they have teams of other people that can support them when they're doing that. And so we're very good at doing the things that we should do in a community this size. And that's very encouraging. Been very pleased with the medical staff. I'd be happy to have them take care of me or people that I love. And that's really my standard for how we should do business, is we need to take care of people the way we would want to be taken care of.
What's the average length of a hospital stay? I mean, they seem like they're getting fewer and fewer these days, which is a good thing.
It is. Yeah? So I've been in this business a long time. I've been in it long enough that one of my jobs as a nurse aide was to empty the cigarette ashtrays at the nurse's station. So that tells you how long I've been doing this. And back then, you'd commonly see stays of 10, 12, 15, 20 days. You would even have people come in for a week-long physical every year sometimes. That must have been quite a physical. But those days are gone. And things like hip replacements, when I was a young nurse, they would stay in the hospital for 3 weeks and have their legs splinted in a certain way and not be able to rotate except for under very strict conditions, and not be able to do anything but use a bedpan for the first week and a half or 2 weeks. And now those people are going home same day, next day. So the good old days work in terms of maybe your favorite cheeseburger, but I don't think I'd want anything like the kind of health care we had then. And it's a real blessing that we have such advancements now. So 3 days is in that range for a lot of hospital stays for things that we can. So outpatient care has advanced dramatically. And surgery techniques have advanced radically, and that's all for the good. So we want people to be able to recover at home as much as possible, because it's just a better environment for them all the way around.
Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us on The Cool Conversation. Steve Plotler, CEO at Grady Memorial Hospital, with us this week. All right, big thing that I know you're looking forward to, and a lot of people are wanting to find out what the progress is on OBGYN at Grady. What do you have for an update for us?
So with OBGYN, I think that's a particular challenge because we mentioned the surgical services shutting down 10 years ago. And it's not safe to have an OB program where you don't have an OR. And then regaining that program afterwards has been a lot slower process than it has been for many other surgical services. That's for a number of reasons. One is that it's very hard to recruit OBGYNs. Went through a similar analysis at my last hospital when we were deciding what the future of OBGYN was going to be in that smaller hospital. So when you look at it, we would, for our size hospital, to get back into that business, we would need at least 3 OBGYNs to be able to cover call for each other, because every night call or every other night call is just not safe, much less reasonable for someone to do. So that's a real challenge. On top of, and the salaries for those positions are somewhere around $500,000 a year before you pay $250,000 of malpractice insurance for each one. So it's not a small consideration to hire an OBGYN for that reason. Then you look at, we would have to add clinic staff somewhere in the range of 10 to 15 clinic staff. Then, and we would have to find space for that. Then on top of that, we would have to hire at least 20 nurses to staff out a floor. So that's not a small deal. And then when you look at the space, the old OBGYN space that we had, aside from the OR, really didn't support modern standards of OBGYN care. For example, the nursery was right across from probably the easiest stairwell to exit from the building. So when you look at that, how are you going to secure that? So the idea of having a child stolen is one of the biggest threats in that kind of an environment. So we would have to rehabilitate some kind of an inpatient space for prepartum and postpartum, as well as have that adjacent enough to the ORs. Because honestly, if we were going to have an OB unit again, I'd like it to be on the same floor as the surgery. Before, the surgery was on the same floor as the labor and delivery, and it was very easy to get that adjacency. Now the surgery is on the first floor, so we'd have to find some kind of a space that would be able to do that, because the last thing you want is an obstetric emergency and then have to go down a stairwell with a mother in distress. That's just nearly impossible, because the elevator goes out, because of course that's when that sort of strange thing would happen, even with emergency power, even with newer elevators. So that would be in the range of, I'm guessing here because I haven't mapped out all the plans for that, but that would be in the range of $10 million to $20 million to renovate just the nursing unit to that standard. And then you get the other supportive services, because we would have to roughly double our blood bank. And those are the things you don't think about. And then we would have to probably find more anesthetists, because we have CRNAs now. And based on the additional call, we would have to go into that. So I think that's part of a whole planning project we need to go into.
That's a lot to think about.
It is. But I think it's part of the planning we need to undertake as with the board and with the medical staff to make sure that we're serving the needs of the community. And one of the other things I found in my last place is the birth rate among Western industrialized nations has decreased significantly. So I haven't looked at the birth rates here with the same level of detail. In my last role, the birth rates had decreased by 20% in 5 years in the county that I was living and in each one of the contiguous counties. So when you look at that, if you're building an OB program, but there's nobody using it, it's very difficult to say that you're going to be able to maintain enough procedures and enough births to make sure that everybody's safe, because you have to do this a lot to be good at it. And so anything we do, we want to be good at. So it's not impossible, but there are some things that are serious considerations on the way to saying that this is something that we should restart again.
What are some other things that that you and the board may have been thinking about as far as hospital growth over the next few years?
So when we're looking at the growth of the community, that's one of the things we want to make sure that we accommodate. So will Chickasha and Grady County grow by 5%, by 20%, based on all these businesses that we hope to see coming in? And so what does that mean in terms of inpatient care needs? What does that mean in terms of where our physician clinics are located? Do we need to expand our physician clinics on site? Do we need to put them in other places throughout the community so it's convenient for people to come to see us when they need their care? Probably a prime consideration in the near term is some of our infrastructure, because we have our boilers and chillers that are 40 years into a 30-year lifespan. So I didn't do the math wrong on that. There is some creativity in maintenance. So we recently had a deficiency-free survey from the state. So that means we're making very, very good use of the equipment that we have, but there are limits on it. For example, the refrigerant we use in our main chillers has not been manufactured since 1999. it's getting harder and more expensive to find. And I'm going to make a joke here, which is always dangerous, but I don't want to have to buy a refrigerant from North Korea or the Soviet Union or someplace like that. So it's those kinds of things. There are some things about the infrastructure of the main hospital that are going to need to be attending to, and there are some things that will not be able to continue for very much longer without significant correction or replacement. So those are some things I'm looking at within the next 2 to 3 years for sure, and then hopefully we can get into some of these longer term plans. Those are a lot more fun too. What else can we grow? What other surgeries can we do safely? What other medical procedures can we do safely? Is it time to restart an OB program because the community has grown enough that it's something that could be done safely, and would the community support it?
Steve, thanks for coming in today. We really appreciate it, and we'll have you back again later on to give us an update. So thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Steve Potler, he's the new CEO at Grady Memorial Hospital on our Cool Conversation program today. And a big thanks to our sponsor, Stanley Systems, and Community Bank of Oklahoma for helping us out with our program every week.